This is the Monolith Money Show podcast with Jeff Mitchell and Camille Butterfield of Monolith Financial Group. If you have questions about anything you hear on the podcast, go to their website at monolithfinancial.com. Welcome to our show where we answer your retirement questions. Jeff and Camille are a father-daughter legacy team at Monolith Financial Group here again today to give you some really good ideas about retirement planning. They want you to have a remarkable retirement. So this is my question to our listeners, Jeff and Camille. I want to ask them if they dread trying to get through to their advisor, or do you feel like your questions are going unanswered? You know, maybe you need to find somebody new to help you with your plans for retirement. And you are in luck because today we are going to be talking about this, the five signs that you need a new advisor. So Jeff and Camille, let's identify those, okay?
All right, let's go.
Let's go. I might even add about six more.
You can do that. The top five that I'll be mentioning comes from NerdWallet. And number five is this. We're going to go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, okay? If your eye is already wandering, you might need a new advisor. What do you say about that, Camille?
Yeah, you know, if you're already seeking advice somewhere else, that might be a sign you're ready for a break. That means there's something that is making you go, that advisor, that person made me think of this, and my current one hasn't addressed that. And you know what? When we hear that somebody's working with another advisor and they're coming to sit with us, we always like to find out, you know, how is your relationship? What type of topics do they bring up for you? Because we're not here to wreck a relationship if that advisor is doing what is best for you. And, you know, a lot of times people almost have this guilt if they are to leave their advisor, even when maybe going with a new advisor is going to make their retirement plan better. And we always say, number one, you have to realize that it's your retirement and it's your funds. And so you need to feel comfortable with who you're working with, and you need to trust that person. You know, there's advisors for different stages in your retirement. You've got that growth advisor that's there to help grow your portfolio prior to you retiring. And then when you do retire, you need that retirement specialist to help make sure that you are set in your retirement and that any bumps in the road, you're still going to be fine. So it's really important that you don't feel bad and that you do go with an advisor that you trust and that is making sure that they're talking to you about all the different areas of retirement.
So we're identifying the top five signs you might need a new advisor. Jeff, let's look at this one. If your advisor only calls when they want to make trades, that would be another sign you might need somebody new, right? Talk about why that's problematic.
Well, first of all your money's just in the stock market, I guess, or in bonds. So yeah. To me, that would be a real problem. And basically, when they need, we're more of a proactive type of advice. So we are calling you when we're seeing different things happening in the world. You know, what's going on in the community? What's happening as far as a good example is when COVID hit. You know, we were on the phone calling our clients and sending out emails to all of our clients, just kind of letting them know we are here, we're available. If you're not feeling real comfortable with what's going on right now, and you know, it's amazing. We had less than even 10% of our clients give us a call. They were that comfortable with their plans. So it's having a plan. And that's the big difference. A lot of people have a plan, which is called a hope and a prayer. And we don't believe in those plans.
Right.
Having the plan, though, gives you the confidence knowing that you can go through some roller coaster years and still have a great retirement.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. That's cool that only less than 10% were calling you during COVID. So that makes me think, how often should someone be talking to or meeting with their advisor, Camille?
At least once a year. And that's just so important. You should be talking to your advisor at least once a year, or they should be reaching out to you to set up a review once a year. Not only is sometimes it required, depending on who you're working with, brokers, they don't have to meet with you on a yearly basis. Us here at Monolith Financial Group, we are IARs or individual advisor representatives, we have to meet with you once a year if you've got managed money. And it's just so important that we continually to stay on top of your life changes and also what's going on a year-to-year basis. Because you know what? A lot of times the health can change in the middle of the year. Well, if your health changes, give your advisor a call. Give us a call and let's find out, you know, what changes this could possibly have on effect on your retirement. We want to be here for you to ask any questions to help solve any concerns that you have in retirement. So give us a call, 916-884-2584. You can call that number or text the word visit. We would love to sit down with you and start making sure that you feel comfortable and confident in your retirement plan.
And let me guide you to that website, monolithfinancial.com, M-O-N-O-L-I-T-H financial.com. Camille and Jeff are here for you. I'm Lou Anne Fulmer, and we're talking about, we're identifying the top five signs that you need a new advisor. So Camille, let's say I'm already working with an accountant or some type of an estate planning attorney. Should I stop working with them if I come in to meet with you, or how does that work?
Well, one of the things we always say is, you know, that old saying, too many hands in the cookie jar or the honey pot. Sometimes having too many people work in your retirement plan can be a bad thing. What we do say, though, is that we are more than open to discussing or having a conversation with your current advisor on why maybe our plan is better. And also, we love to work with your CPA or talk to your estate attorney for the trust, because a lot of times you specialize in one area and so you might need help in another. We've seen it with some CPAs. We look at their Roth conversions that we're going to do, and sometimes, you know, that CPA is like, well, why? You're going to spend more in taxes. And when we go through the process of explaining why, a lot of times that CPA is like, oh, that's fantastic. Like, yeah, that totally makes sense. Huh. And so it's working with the right people that can all join hands, not scramble around in that cookie jar and mess things up, because you really do need to have that cohesive, holistic plan in place.
Yeah.
And Luann, a lot of times, you know, accountants want to save you money today and don't look at the long picture.
Mm-hmm.
And what we talk about with our clients is it a tax preparer, so they just gather all your information and tell you how much you owe in taxes, or a tax planner.
Right.
And that we're really strong on helping them plan for their taxes. We're not CPAs, but we work with their CPAs doing that. And then estate planning attorneys, I can't tell you how many have suggested that they take their IRAs and put them into their trust. And it's like, well, wait a minute. IRAs work better if you leave them to individuals. Mm. And we explain how that is. So it's having that confidence when you're working with two different types of professionals.
Right. Goodness sake. So the key difference is you guys are retirement planners. And when you're heading into retirement, you've got to find people like Jeff and Camille who understand retirement planning. Jeff has been doing this for 30 years. Camille's been doing this for almost 10 years. So they have a full understanding of everything you need to know about, really more so than a lot of people. So make sure that you look for that, a retirement planner. We're going over the top five signs you need a new advisor. And number two on the list is your financial advisor isn't listening to you. Well, that'd be a pretty big problem. What about that, Camille?
If your advisor isn't listening to you, you need to go find a new advisor. I'm just going to flat out say that. I mean, it's your money. You should have control and you should be listened to. And that's one of the big things we do at Monolith is we sit down and we find out what your goals are, your concerns, and we're going to listen to you and we're going to put that on paper. So if you have an advisor that's not listening to you, go seek somebody else. Give us a call. You got to have somebody that has you first rather
right.
than them.
Right. Okay. Number one sign that you need a new advisor is you're afraid to call your financial advisor. Ooh, what do you have for advice? Do you have for that, Jeff?
Well, I love that because back in 2008, 2009, the market was crashing And I used to kid with my clients and say, you know, most advisors, if they saw you at the grocery store, because the market was falling so quickly, well, they would go two aisles down and out the back door, right? They did not want to see you.
Yeah.
Where my clients would come up and we'd have a big hug and say, you know, this is great. You know, we have you planned for this to happen.
Aww.
And it's great. And if you want to come in and discuss it, I know of people that would call their advisors and would not get a call back.
Oh, my.
I mean, I don't know if you remember then, but that was a bad, bad situation. And the market ended up dropping about 50%. You really have to have a plan in place. And one of the things that we do is we go back in history and say, okay, how would the plan we have today be affected by another big crash? And it gives you the confidence knowing where you're going to stand even if that happens. Give us a call, 916-884-2584. We are here to help you. The nice thing about that first call, it's really about 15, 20 minutes of talking about whatever's on your mind and are we going to be able to help you out? That's what that first call is really about. We're not here to say, gather up all your stuff and bring it in and sit down with us without even getting to know each other a little bit. We want to get to know you first, and then we'll start putting together a plan for you. Give us a call now, 916-884-2584.
Hi, thanks for joining us today. I'm Luann Fulmer here with Jeff and Camille, who get questions anytime they're out and about retirement, once people find out that they're retirement planners. Well, we're going to bring these questions to the airwaves today and dig into our Monolith Money Show mailbag. So first question, this one's from Ray. I guess I'll give this one to you, Camille. Ray asks or says, I've been worried about the markets and if we'll continue to see more volatility ahead. I don't want to take any more big losses. How long should I be in cash before I try to get back in the markets?
Ray, this is a question, you know, a lot of people ask and in all sorts of different ways. The first thing is it sounds like we really need to find out what is an acceptable risk for you. I hear you say you don't want to take any more big losses. So what is a big loss to you? Depending on the person, that could be a whole bunch of different answers. One of the things that we look at and we do when we're putting together a plan together is finding out how much risk do you actually need in your plan? So what is like your rate of return that you need to get in retirement to continue with those lifestyle living expenses? We know the market's going to go up and down. That part is in some sense unavoidable. If you stay in cash for too long, well, now you could have, you know, taken yourself out of the opportunity for when the markets start to rise. Some of the largest gains in the market actually come during some of these down markets. No one has a crystal ball. No one can tell you this is the exact day, the exact time, the exact stock, bond, you know, mutual fund, ETF that you need to buy to get back into the markets and it's going to go up. The idea, though, is to have a plan that works even when the markets go on a roller coaster. Now, you don't have to be on that crazy roller coaster ride that takes you down 30% and things like that. So, Ray, what we should be doing is we should really sit down and find out what's an acceptable risk number for you. And what does your plan need? Because there's lots of different options out there than just buying, you know, stocks and bonds. There's portfolios out there that can keep you in the market, but also hedge against the downside risk and take care of some of that downside for you. So, Ray, let's work on finding your risk assessment, and we can then really decide what fits you and your plan.
Okay, I love it. In fact, give them a call, 916-884-2584. If you want to try that, if you want to get your own analysis, you can do that. Okay, here's another question. Jeff, this will be for you from Emily. I've worked at a hospital here for almost 18 years. I was planning to work to a full 20 years before I retired, but now I'm thinking about retiring earlier than I'd planned. Before I do give my notice, how do I make sure I'm ready to retire?
I guess what we continue to always say is have a plan in place. This question or this change of when I'm going to retire has happened a lot in the last 3 years with a lot of people in the medical field. We have a lot of clients that are in the medical field. And it's amazing when we sit down and run numbers for them so that they can actually see how they're going to be if they were to retire in a year, 2 years, 5 years down the road. And what has really happened just in the last year and a half, 2 years, interest rates have skyrocketed. What that does is give you a better return on your money, but it also gives you a better lifetime income amount on your money. We have a lot of people that have retired and were looking at taking a pension, you know, a guarantee income out. And there's different ways to do it. So one is to take the pension from the company you're with. Another way is to go to an insurance company and say, I would like to buy an annuity that gives me a pension for the rest of my life. And there's a couple differences there. One, a lot of times the pension you get from the company, if you die way too soon, that money doesn't go to anybody. Whereas with a lot of the annuities that we work with, the insurance companies, if you die too soon, that money is still there for somebody. Also, the challenge a lot, Emily, is when you take a pension, well, if you need some of that money out, you no longer have access to that pension money. Whereas a lot of these insurance companies with annuities will allow you to still take some money out. Now they're going to reduce your payment, but they're going to still give you access to some of your money. So there's a lot of ideas that you need to look at of how to retire. And it's just picking up that phone and calling us at 916-884-2584. It's that simple. And I can tell you within 15, 20 minutes, we can give you some great ideas. But it's putting together a plan, knowing that I can retire. And Camille has a great saying, it's, I'm one bad day away from retiring. So that you get to work and it's like, oh my God, I can't take this anymore. I'm going to go talk to Jeff and Camille and say, you know what? I'm going to exercise my right to retire early.
I love that. I love that so much. Remember, head to their website too, monolithfinancial.com. There's some great information there at your fingertips. So we thank you for joining us. Hope you're having as much fun as we are. All right. So let's get to another question. Camille, this is from Annie. And she says, a couple of friends I work with are retiring at age 62 and claiming their Social Security benefits. I thought I had to wait until 70 to take Social Security.
Hey, Annie. So great question. And I'm so pleased about this because I think it is a big misnomer out there. So 70 is essentially the point where you'd maximize Social Security. Now, that's not talking about optimization, but you get the most out of Social Security. A lot of times what we look at, Annie, is if you do decide to stop working before you reach full retirement age, which is different than the age 70, that's your maximum. But we look and we say, how does that basically work inside your plan? Because if you're taking the funds prior to your full retirement age, which I'm going to say is for most people right around age 67, then you're going to get reduced benefits. So you're not going to get as much as you would if you waited. But here's the big thing. We do analysis all the time to say, well, if you wait just, you know, a month or a year to claim Social Security, how long is it going to take you to make up not taking that payment for 1 year? And I've done these analysis a lot, and it's usually about 10 years that it takes to get the same amount from Social Security that you would by just waiting 10 years. So the big question is, do you want to have more money now to go and spend, or is it more important for you to have more money later on? Where is all your income coming from? So do you have pensions? Is Social Security the only thing you're going to be living off of? What other assets have you saved? So a lot of times we do look at Social Security and we say, hey, if you're not working, you know, it may be in the best benefit for you to start claiming it now. But we're always going to do the analysis and show you what that means for you and your plan, because we don't believe in maximizing Social Security. we believe in optimizing Social Security. And that's truly why I also do have the letters NSSA after my name, because I have taken a particular course that specifically goes through Social Security and how to optimize it. So I've got the National Social Security Administration Certificate holder. That is part of my name. Those are the classes I've taken to help clients just like you, Annie, understand what options they have and how to optimize their Social Security.
Understand this. Life is about enjoying each other. Life is about creating memories with friends and family. That's what retirement is about. Retirement is about multiplying that by 10 times, having 10 times as much fun, 10 times amount of time to go and enjoy your friends, your family, and really do it having a plan, knowing that you're not going to run out of money. That is the biggest concern we see. But do it while you're healthy and you can enjoy it. That's another huge thing that we're really trying to get our clients to understand, is enjoy retirement. Give us a call, 916-884-2584. We are here to help plan your retirement and take care of you in what other ways that may come about in your retirement. Give us a call now, 916-884-2584. Let's start planning together. And thank you for listening to us today. It's been a wonderful time, and we really appreciate the idea of you calling us and us working together.
This has been the Monolith Money Show podcast. You can hear the complete edition of the Monolith Money Show every Saturday. And to find out more about the team, visit their website anytime at monolithfinancial.com.
Investment advisory products and services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Monolith Financial Group Incorporated. Monolith Financial Group Incorporated is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. AEWM does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Monolith Financial Group Incorporated are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This podcast is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Monolith Financial Group Incorporated is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. The firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Monolith Financial Group Incorporated. Please remember that converting an employer plan account to a Roth IRA is a taxable event. Increased taxable income from the Roth IRA conversion may have several consequences, including, but not limited to, a need for additional tax withholding or estimated tax payments, the loss of certain tax deductions and credits, and higher taxes on Social Security benefits and higher Medicare premiums. Be sure to consult with a qualified tax advisor before making any decisions regarding your IRA. The National Social Security Advisor Certificate Program, NSSA, is a certification created by the National Social Security Association, a for-profit entity. The NSSA Certificate Program grants a certificate to those who complete the one-day course and pass the proctored assessment. NSSA is independently accredited by the Institute in Credentialing Excellence, ICE. NSSA is not affiliated with, nor endorsed by, the Social Security Administration or any governmental agency.